From HN, show HN, show HN, inspection credit, read your inspection, draft the negotiation. Hi HN, I built inspection credit because the inspection response window in a home purchase is one of the worst design parts of the entire transaction. You get a 60 to 90 page inspection report at 11 p.m. You have 5 days to respond. Half the report is photos of outlets. A third is non-issues. The product takes the PDF and returns a packet with the negotiable findings, a credit request letter, an escalation script for seller pushback, walkaway guidance that references your state's standard inspection response form, and a UPL defensive disclaimer. $79, refundable if the report turns up nothing worth negotiating. The three or four things that actually matter are buried on page 47 next to a missing smoke detector. Your inspector legally cannot advise on negotiation. Your agent makes commission when you close, not when you walk. So you decide, alone, in a panic. A few engineering notes. 1. The aggregator site's home advisor, fixer, Angie Home Guide disagree by 30 to 50% on the same repair scope. I pulled current 2026 pricing for 67 inspection finding categories from 3 to 5 sources each, took the median across them, and stored last verified plus source URLs per entry so the data is auditable. 2. Replaced 4EG and BLS CPI cost multipliers range 0.93 to 1.06, basically useless for skilled trade pricing with state-level BEA regional price parities plus 25 Metro Zip overrides anchored to the RS mean city cost index for HGAL metros. Manhattan and SF land at 1.65x national, Seattle at 1.38x, the Southeast at 0.95x. The default 4EG and CPI underquotes Seattle construction labor by 25 to 40% because the consumer basket gets dragged around by housing rents and groceries, not actual trades. 3. An asymmetric override gate on the model's cost estimates, within plus or minus 30% of the verified value. Keep the model it has PDF context, the static entry doesn't. Outside the band, snap up if the model underpriced, but keep the model if it overpriced up to 10x. Most overpricing turns out to be finding scope bundling the model prices carport, open wires plus non-functional GFCI plus extension cord wired into a switch against a GFCI-only entry, not hallucination. The first symmetric version was snapping down on perfectly reasonable bundled findings. The lawyer agent specifically flagged the UPL exposure shape of the early drafts under WA General Rule 24. Drafting bespoke contractual language for a third party is regulated even when wrapped in a disclaimer, which led to reframing the walkaway page as a talking points memo for the buyer's lice and said agent rather than a fillable termination notice. For a four viewer agent feedback loop during prompt iteration, content reviewer, WA real estate attorney, PDF designer, veteran Seattle buyer's agent, each surfaced different failure modes across three iterations. Stack, Next.js, Neon Posters, Drizzle, Resend, Stripe, Anthropic Batch API for the 50% discount, React BDF for the deliverable. About a week of focused work for V1 packet quality, plus another 2 days on the cost data verification. Sample is free. Email yourself a real packet from the landing page, no card, no sign up if you want to see what the deliverable actually looks like before deciding it's snake oil. Happy to answer questions about the prompt iterations, the data work, the regional multiplier methodology, or the legal defensive framing. Comments URL, points, 1 hash comments, 0.